Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. I'm Derek Bullard. The Vélodrome in Bromont, Quebec is a game changer for the cycling community, and I recently had the pleasure of speaking with Frédéric Tremblay, the event coordinator at the facility. Walking into the Vélodrome, you can feel the energy of the space, the buzz of athletes training, the hum of bikes speeding around the track, and the palpable excitement of what this facility means for the community. Frédéric greeted us with a warm smile and a clear enthusiasm for his work. Here's what he shared about the Vélodrome and its impact.
The Vélodrome is the building and one of the main things we do, but we do every cycling disciplines, like we everything from development to competitions to hobby. So like everything that's like an event, if it's recreational or competitive, I'm the one coordinating, like organizing it.
So. Frédéric elaborated on the struggles Quebec cyclists used to face before the Vélodrome's establishment.
Before, we always had like an outside Vélodrome, so it's only the second, it's the third actually. It's the third covered Vélodrome in Canada. Before that, every cyclist that would want to train on the track during the winter would have to go to Milton in Ontario or to London, but London's a smaller Vélodrome. There's also one in British Columbia, Burnaby, but it's under a dome, so it's not like a complete covered building. So basically what it means, like for athletes, it's that like the progression curve in the last 2 years have been like exponential. Like we've seen it last week, we had like a C2 competition, and for the first time we had the national track championships for elite and master and para athletes, and Quebec athletes. Like you can see, like especially the younger ones, the ones that when the Vélodrome opened 2 years ago were juniors, let's say, are now elite. Every podium you see that there's like Quebec athletes on it. You would have a couple of like athletes from here that would like excel at that level, but not the amount we have now. So it's very like the progression curve is like it's crazy right now.
And recently the Vélodrome took center stage as it hosted a prestigious C2 international event. Frédéric describes the significance of this event, explaining that it serves as the first step before a World Cup.
It's the first step before being a World Cup. You have to be qualified as a C2, you have to have a minimum of 5 countries participating. So last week we had athletes from England, from the USA, from Canada, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, and Uzbekistan. So we had all these athletes coming here for 2 days of competition. Then we had a day off, and then we fell into national championship. So most of national team athletes were here. So like people that were coming back from the Olympics, and it was the highest level of competition we had on the track since it opened 2 years ago.
Now, thanks to an accreditation by the UCI or the Union Cycliste Internationale, the Vélodrome in Bromont is poised to host more prestigious events.
Track was homologated. Is that the word? So by the UCI last fall, so that's a big step. But now it means that we had our first international competition. I think our plan on the long term is to have more. The only challenge we would have to host like a World Cup event or a C1, which is like World Cup level, is spectators. We have like a limited amount of spectators here. But what's appreciated from racers and people that come here is that often in track cycling, you get big Vélodrome with stands for 2,500 people, but you get 300 people in there. It looks 300 people on stands that hold 2,500 people, it looks empty. Here, when we have 500 people day in and day out for competition, it looks completely packed. There's the crowd is like getting into it, so it's very exciting. It's a very exciting sport to come and watch, even if you're not a cycling fan, because last weekend somebody told me that it's almost like watching NASCAR. Because, like, you see people, like, and it's very physical. You bump shoulders, you bump elbows. They're going very fast, like up to like 70 kilometers an hour, like, and you see them all the time. If you go see a road cycling event, you're gonna see them once or twice, and you have to move on the course here. You can see them from the stand nonstop, so it's very, very, very exciting to watch. So I always tell people, even if you're not a cycling fan, you need to come and watch the sport. It's really good.
Now, high-speed racing comes with risks, but safety is a priority.
We had wipeouts, but at that level of competition, you got to expect it. No ambulance, so that's how I... we had, like, skin burns and a couple of... écharpes, but no serious injuries, just some couple of bikes broken, but nothing serious.
And something that should not go unnoticed is the accessibility of these events and their affordability.
So often people will come for like blocks of like 4 hours and then leave, and then other people come, but the stands are pretty much packed like nonstop, but there's always room. So we're at that sweet spot where like there's always people here, but it's never too packed, never empty. And it's pretty affordable for people to come. I think a ticket is like $10 or $15 depending on the competition. So it's pretty affordable, and it's fun for anybody that wants to watch it. If you like sports, you'll enjoy watching it.
Beyond elite competitions, the Vélodrome is dedicated to nurturing new talent with a very important focus on youth programs.
So we have an elite program right now here, built with the FQSC, which is the Quebec Cyclist Federation, and a couple of elite athletes that are on the national program as well. So like they train here 5 days a week, 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening. We're also like for Cycling Canada, we're like the training center for all para athletes. So all para athletes that will go to the Los Angeles Games in 4 years will train here and have been training here before the last Olympics. And right now we have a couple of, we have Lauriane Genet, which was on the Olympic team for sprint and Kering last year, and has won a bronze medal the Olympics before that, if I'm not mistaken. She's training here for 2 years, then she'll go back to the National Training Center probably for the second half of her Olympic cycle. But like we have Olympic athletes that want to get closer to home right now, so they will come and train here more, which wasn't possible before it was built. So it's pretty exciting. And high level athletes, the elite program we work with also works with the RBC program. So RBC program is a program where they test athletes in other sports, and they will tell them if what sports they should play or do. So a lot of like sprinter and track cycling are found with this program, because you need a special kind of athletes to be a sprinter in track cycling. Like we had athletes competing last week that started cycling a year ago, so they were discovered. I'm thinking about like Fergus, who was a volleyball player before, now he's on this elite program, he'll compete with the best in the world right now. So it's very, very, very exciting.
Frédéric's passion for the Vélodrome's future was unmistakable, as he encouraged everyone to visit. He also previewed some of the upcoming events.
The track season is not over. We have Nationals and C2, but we have two more day race events. One on January 25th here, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m., which is Classic des Neiges. And in February, on February 15th, we have Classic des Hivernales. And we have provincial championships the last weekend of March here too. So I'll tell anybody that doesn't know what to do these days to come watch. It's very exciting.
As our conversation concluded, I couldn't help but imagine the future that the whole team at the Vélodrome envisions. A world where Quebec stands tall as a global leader in cycling, where the hum of bikes and the roar of crowds inspire the next generation of champions. The Vélodrome isn't just a facility, it's a symbol of possibility, a place where dreams take flight on two wheels, and where every lap of the track brings us closer to a future defined by passion, perseverance, and community. For reaching out to the community, I'm Derek Bullard, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.